5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, Jim, what are you doing?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shape.
Barbecue shape.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. I feel good.
So Fat's on his deathbed yesterday. He has clinically been declared dead. We're not seeing him for a month.
Yep.
One of his only organs that worked were his ears. So he had to listen to the Rush Hour yesterday, heard Damo, heard Rabs, heard myself, heard the symmetry, heard the chemistry, heard the quality, and he said, Jesus Christ, I've got to get out of the deathbed and get back into the studio and shore my job up. So here he is. I can't believe it. I'm here at Marvel, of course. There's old mask-wearing fool's head. But before we get to him, David Rees-Jones is going to join us shortly. Rees, the great man, of course, Norm Smith medal, all the rest of it. Our Friday brag artist, Meg Lanning, Grant Hackett. We've got a massive joke idiot file. Oh, Bill.
Take it,
this man. Is a very, very big show, and I can't wait for it. Hello to you, old Sickness.
Sickness is back. Don't worry about that, Jimmy boy. I did have a listen yesterday on the Listener app.
And?
Geez, that's easy and it's good.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Jim, I thought there'd be stuff up at the start here with the rap or something. Dame, I'll stuff that. No. Actually, pretty good rap.
Very good.
And then what's listen to the first half hour and I thought he'll stuff something up. Damo, no good. Rabsy, good. Jim, a flog. So, well done to everyone yesterday.
Going back to the well. Yes.
Well done yesterday. Damo, thank you very much for filling in. But as Mum said, if you can't say anything nice about someone, don't say anything at all. So, Damo? How are you, Rabs?
Not eating, fat bastard.
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Yet in my belly.
Where was that comedy from?
The Footy Show.
That was a thing Fat did all on his own. He played all the characters in that skit himself.
Mike Myers, like.
Jim was, yes. But he was good at it.
No, I was good. Actually, I was. What's the little buck?
Mini me?
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was big me. And then and then I was fat bastard. And that was actually very good. I was having a look at that the other day.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Well done, Bill. Now let's have a little Friday wrapper.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Okay, Jimmy boy, unfortunately, Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, has retired, aged only 29, Jimmy boy.
I saw that.
Jeez, the Bombers are having a bad year, aren't they?
Yeah.
What a star. We love watching him. He played 126 games. He kicked 153 goals. And Matty has put together a tipper song, Jim, and we'll play that at 5:05, I reckon.
Too,
it is
by
good.
The way.
So well done there. But I love watching him play, and good luck to Tipper, whatever happens there.
Yep.
What about Gil? Gil has listened to the fans, Jim.
I saw that.
And it's a win for the fans because guess what? The grand final will start at 2:30 on a Saturday, Jim. What happened there?
Well, I don't know what happened there. My mail was they were going to move it to twilight.
Yes.
I still think, I don't actually care what the poll said, I think it's better in twilight. I'd love to see it move to a 4:30 start, but they've said 2:30 and that's where it's staying. So there's no problem there. It's still going to be fantastic, but I was of the view it would be better to be moved to twilight.
Do you reckon Gil thought, oh, this would be a nice little whack for Gilly boy when I walk out here. The fans will love, not a whack, but they'll all love me. Because I think even Damo thought it was going to be twilight.
Yes.
And Damo knows, as we know. So he's gone, nah, stuff yes, I'm going 2:30. The fans will love me. So well done, Gil, there, and the commission. I like that. And well done to Mick Malthouse, who's going up to coach Woolgunya. And that's that team that got belted there. We spoke about it about 2 weeks ago. They lost up. 431 to one behind against Beechworth it was. And Mick's going up there to take him for training and going to coach him. He said, I couldn't just sit there and do nothing. So Mick's going up there, and I'm sure there might be a little earn for Mickey boy.
Oh, yes. No, well done. Well, putting a bit back.
That's exactly good. Right. The Australian Swimming Championships, are they flying? It's going beautifully. We'll talk to Grant Hackett very shortly. Anything grab your attention there, Jim?
Yes, Matt Horton.
Yes. Well... I don't. Is he swimming? I think he pulled out,
Jim. No, I know. We're going to chat to Hack about that, among other things. But I think your man Stubbly Cook was goes from unbelievably good to even better.
And so is Kyle Chalmers, Jim. Yep. He's swimming. He wasn't going to swim a lot of events. He said, no, I'll just jump in the pool and see how it goes. So well done to him. Cricket, guess what? The girls team are going to the Commonwealth Games,
yes,
Jimmy boy.
Yes, Meg Lanning. We'll chat to shortly about that. Brilliant.
That is good. They've got a new coach, of course. Matty Mott's taken off there, so he won't be coaching them. But good luck to the girls. When is the Commonwealth Games?
Not far. It's a couple of months, I think. Month and a half, couple of months.
Keep padding. The PGA Championship.
Yes.
What's happening there, Jim?
Rory McIlroy, two-time winner of this tournament, is in the lead at 5-under. He is a superstar of the game, of course. For the Aussies, Cam Smith and Lucas Herbert, 2-under. So only three back. Not bad. Those two boys. Jason Day, former winner himself, at plus one. Minwoo Lee, plus three. Tiger Woods, plus four, so he's nine back, and Adam Scott, who...
what's happened to Scotty?
He's had a very poor start to this tournament, is seven over, and will need to play a blistering round of golf tomorrow or tonight if he wants to make the weekend. But Rory McIlroy would love to see him winning again. Hey, Fat.
Yep.
We're going to have to leave the wrap there and get to a break because David Rhys-Jones is a legend of the Blues and the AFL, and he joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Went on sale today at noon o'clock. At noon o'clock. at noon. At midday.
And we are joined by Carlton legend David Rhys-Jones.
Our next guest is a Carlton hero.
Rhys-Jones plays. Oh, what a mark. Rhys-Jones, great grab.
He won the 1987 Norm Smith medal as the Blues claimed a famous premiership. He also didn't mind a bit of the piff.
You got a fight.
Bit of a box off between airs and Rhys-Jones.
Please welcome David Rhys-Jones.
And how welcome is he, by the way? I know you're in the studio where, with the great man. I'm at Marvel getting ready for his team to play. But, Rhys, great to have you in, and great to have you in at a time when the Blues are airborne.
7-2, you wouldn't have thought, would you? Hey, you dead set would have got locked up and put in a straitjacket if at the start of the season you had said that. But, they're going good, going really well.
Do you go along, Rhysy?
I've been to four matches so far and going tonight. So, I enjoy going along. And my daughter is just about 17. She loves it too. Unfortunately, she can't come with me tonight. She's a bit crook. So.
Oh, because we're lucky to have him, Jim. Mil Hanna's had a function on at the Emerald just down the road here.
No, Lamaro's.
Lamaro's. Oh,
Paul Dimitinas.
Yeah, Paul, sorry.
Oh, nice.
Not Emerald. It's two good joints, by the way.
yes, we certainly are.
And he had one little mid-strength. And he said, no, I've got to go do some interviews. So he's turned up here. Geez, you're very popular at the minute.
Very disciplined. People wouldn't know that. And Jimmy Buckley's been off the drink for over 12 months now too. So
what's going on?
I don't know. Something's happened.
What's happened?
Bloody COVID's wrecked everything.
Who's your favourite Blues player?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'd have to say Cripper. I mean, he's just a superstar. He just gets them going. And, you know, I love it when two or three blokes hanging off him and he just feeds it out and off they go.
Exactly. Oh, mate, he's magnificent. You've always been great supporters of the Blues, the past players, no matter how well things are going, and we know they haven't been going particularly well the last 10 or so years. So the same group, and I know you just had Mill, but you had the great Stephen Kernahan, et cetera, at Lamaro's. They must be so thrilled with the momentum the club's got going.
Yeah, I think so, and I think, you know, it's more for the kids, and there's a generation of kids who haven't seen Carlton successful, which is really disappointing. You don't see the kids wearing the Carlton jumper with pride. Well, they're wearing it with pride this year anyway, and I think this year's going to be great, but I think the next four or five are going to be something special.
You spoke to Vossi, have you?
I haven't, no, but I like the way he goes about it. The way he played football, I loved him. I actually backed him in the Brownlow. And the one that won the Buckley one, and geez, he should have won that. Yeah. It cost me a bloody fortune too, but...
Hey, Rhys, we're going to get onto the Prader-Willi syndrome in the next break because you do an amazing job there. But I know as part of what you're doing around that, you spoke to the great Bruce Doull one-on-one. Now, Brucey Doull is an enigma. No one's ever heard him say a word. So how did that go?
Yeah, look, it did. I managed to work out where he was one morning and I had to go and sign a couple of things. So I caught up with him and he was only too happy to jump on board and help, you know, as you said, we'll go into that a little bit later, but a charity that I'm got an ambassadorial role in.
Hey, it means a lot to you too. Yes.
Oh, no, it does. We're going to cover that off beautifully. But when I was president of North Reese, I went to one of your functions. I think Sticks was the chairman. And I was sat next to the great Bruce Dool at the main table. And he shook my hand and said, g'day. It was about 2 hours we were sitting there. He never said another word until the 1 hour and 50-minute mark when he turned to me and he said, unhappy with you. And I said, what's happened, Brucey? He said, you stole Jared Wade from us. And that was the only words he said for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's it. And obviously, he would have played with his father, Vin, so a good connection there. And he still loves his Blues, so I asked him whether he watches footy much anymore, and he said only when Carlton wins, so I haven't been watching much lately.
Well, someone said he's also got a phone now, and he's been driving everyone mad with texting everyone, driving them all mad.
Well, if you can't talk, I suppose you can text, can't you? Kids don't talk to each other anymore, so.
That's what someone said. He's driving us, buddy, man. He's got a phone. Now, what did, in the good old days, we're talking to David Rees-Jones here. Now, David, in the good old days, you would never have gone out on a Monday night, would have never gone out on a date or dinner or anything, because you were already booked up from the weekend. Is that true?
Well, I never made plans for Monday night anyway. That's one way of putting it.
Yes.
I remember my wife at the time, we were driving to the footy and she said, look, got some people coming over Monday night. Can you please not get reported today? And I said, you really think I'm trying to get reported? I mean, it just happens out there. It just happens.
White line fever?
Lou Richards coined that expression about me. And he said that kid Rees-Jones got white line fever, crosses a white line. But he also had one about me, which I loved, which he said, that kid Rees-Jones, he gets down to the football ground on match day, takes his head off and puts a pumpkin on it.
Yes. Which I know Dennis Pagan used regularly with his own players. So 25 reports, but only guilty 11 times. But this is the bit
away with
that interests
me. Couple,
I was guilty 25.
This is the bit that interests me, Reese. You also were summoned 17 times to be a witness. Now, what the hell sort of witness would you have been?
Well, it's funny because when I walked in there, every now and then I forgot what side of the table I was supposed to be on. And normally I went in there and I got quizzed more than the bloke who hit me. So, in those days it depended who you whacked. I mean, Banksy was a famous one, Dennis Banks. Yeah. He got me a beauty. And
what did you say?
He only got 3 weeks for that.
What did you say? Because back then you used to stick up for the players. It was the players' code, wasn't it, to look after one another.
Yeah, we met in the car park and he looked at me and said, what do you think? I said, I think about six. I said, I'll do my best. And we went up there and he had 7 stitches in his head and I didn't have a bruise on me. So they quizzed me for longer than they quizzed him. And I thought they were going to give me a couple.
Stick around, Reese. We're going to discuss the Prader-Willi Syndrome International Awareness Month, which is coming up soon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
We're joined by Carlton legend David Rees-Jones.
Nah, he's a legend. He won, of course, the Norm Smith Medal in 1987, and we loved that. The main reason we loved it is because he won it on Dermot himself, who never stops talking about himself every time we see him. So we just mentioned Rees, and it quietens him down a little.
Exactly.
Now, May is Prader-Willi Syndrome International Awareness Month. You're an ambassador, Rees. Explain to us why and what exactly is Prader-Willi Syndrome.
Well, look, I have a son, Cooper, who's 18, who has Prader-Willi syndrome, and it's an abnormality in the 15th chromosome. So when you're put together and all the chromosomes are there, there's either a deletion or part deletion of the chromosome, which affects certain parts. So the hypothalamus, Bill.
Jeez. And, is this Rees-Jones talking?
Well, you learn these things.
I know, mate. Yeah.
But, you know, which is the part of the brain which basically regulates our body and regulates our hunger, our thirst, our body temperature. So it causes a lot of problems. Cooper's, you know, got some intellectual disability, cognitive impairment, and you know, it's a battle. Life's a bit of a battle for him. And what the main problem that we have is he's hungry all the time.
Right.
You know, as well as his anxiety and going meal to meal sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, so if you can imagine being hungry all the time and, we lock cupboards, we have locks on pantries and fridges and everything, so there's no food accessible to him or he'd eat it.
Feeding him. Just feels hungry. And
he's never going to feel full in the stomach.
So can, is there a cure or we're working towards one?
Well, once you unscramble the egg, Bill, if you can work that out, you'll probably work out how to fix that up. But you never know. Look down the track and science is doing some amazing things. But he has a medication which controls his emotions and so forth and different things. But, yeah, there's no cure for this. And
We got a fundraiser. What's the story here, mate? How can we raise some
dollars? Well, I can tell you how you can donate. givenow.com.au/CR/Cooper's Champions.
Yep.
So that's how you donate. We'll have all this information for you, of course. If you want to find out more about the syndrome, pwsavic.org.au. Now, 15 people you're going to speak to, a 15 for 15 challenge. Reece, what happens there?
Well, I've had actually, the first time they did the 15 for 15 challenge, I did push-ups and went to beat myself each week sort of after every day, and that was, I sore.
Too hard.
I thought, hang on a minute, I've got to do
something else.
So last year I thought I've got access to, you know, some of the greatest names in the game, and so I've, gone to see some stars from the past, and they've all jumped on board, and it's been terrific, and that's how I had Bruce jump on board.
Jimmy Buckley,
Tony Shaw, Peter Dacos is going to do it.
Good.
Terry Danner. Great night.
He'll go longer than whatever it is. He likes a chat, mate.
Yeah, he does like a chat. Mick McGowan, he was another one who does like to hear his own voice. So
he's going right too, isn't he?
Been a good paddock, Mickey.
But coaching wise, he's going well. He's going well.
No, he is. Good bloke. But so I've got a public Facebook page, so anyone who wants to jump on that, they'll see the links there to donate through, and it's all going to a great cause.
You coached for a while, didn't you?
I went down to Tasmania. Yeah, I coached against your brother down there. Yeah, he was with the top dogs, Clarence.
And who'd you coach?
I coached North Launceston, and Clarence won the first two flags while I was down there, and in 95, good enough to get one back on him, and 3 years down there.
That was enough?
That was enough. Won the flag for him, got out.
Well done.
Reece, what about the recent talk about coaches giving a spray and how in 2022 you can't be doing any of that? Was it Robert Walls? Who was coaching you back in the Blues days? And you would have received a couple of bakes as a team, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. And Billy just talked about me coaching. And I reckon after about 3 months into my coaching, I was about to ring every coach I'd ever had and apologise to them. But Wolsey got very personal. He was vicious and personal. And, he draws strips off blokes and mainly me. But we had that love-hate relationship. And it got us over the line in 87 anyway.
Coaches. How do you go with him now? When you see him now, everything's good?
Yeah, no problems at all. No. What happens out there stays there, and, we get on with life.
Do you get on with everyone? Because you belted a couple and they belted you. We all good out there?
Yeah, no, I was just with Greg Williams. So
because he cracked the sads with you when you belted him.
Well, he broke my jaw in two places, and then I played on another quarter. I'm glad he didn't come back out.
And you had a couple of pubs, still not in the pub game?
No. Yeah. Working for a labour hire company, MC Labour now, and that's all going very well. So, good. Yeah, good sponsors of Carlton too.
I'm about to say, they're great supporters of the Blues. Mm. Who's winning tonight, Reece? So your two old mobs.
I didn't think the Blues would get over GWS last week, and they did, and they're playing great football. So I think they'll just beat the Swans, but it'll be a great match.
Mm. Enjoy.
Hey, well done with all you're doing. It's a great thing. The Prader-Willi syndrome, as I said, donate, please. givenow.com.au/CR/Cooper's Champions. Great chatting to you, mate, always.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Billy.
Good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This is a train.
We'll move on to question.
What's commonly referred to as a train wreck. Now,
give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I built a 9-hole mini golf course in the backyard. Every Friday, mate, I tell my kids your jokes.
Oh, no.
They never laugh, mate.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
All right, Fat, you've had a day off. Do you want to open the batting, Brucey Laird style?
Yes, I've got the scoop, Jimmy Boy. And I didn't want to. I thought I shouldn't do this, but I had a quick look at the Oztam ratings, which tell you the ratings of yesterday. And unfortunately, Rush Hour down 10% yesterday.
fat. They don't come out on a daily basis. They come out every 6 to 8 weeks. They're about a week and a half away.
Anyway,
so that's a complete lie.
Down
what you just told then.
10%. Jim, what is yours? Unbelievable.
Don't even give him the music for that, Bartholomew.
Brag artist, Jim.
Comp at Kingston Heath, 41 points, 3 birdies.
41 points, 3 birdies.
Thank you very much.
But you were taking the best drive.
Shut up, fat. I didn't dive into the format. I just said those were the numbers.
So it wasn't even your drive every time.
What I'm going to do is hand the brag artist, the proper brag artist today, out to our last guest.
Who?
David Rees-Jones. Had his jaw broken.
Yes.
And played out the rest of the quarter, another 28 minutes of footy.
He did, Jim.
Bill, and how in God's name do you do that?
And if you've seen the vision, it isn't great. Diesel just go bang.
So, Reese, this is for you.
Yes, exactly. You're so unbelievable.
That's tough. All right, 133353, ring us and tell us what you've had to brag about this week. What are we giving away, please, Bartholomew?
A $100 grilled voucher, grilled healthy burgers, fueling athletes everywhere, and a $100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
Oh, nice. 133353, brag artist next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thought I'd given this segment the ass.
No. Jim, blasphemous.
What was that?
That's not right, Jim.
133353, brag artist on a Friday, always.
Mm-hmm.
Brad joins us first from Whittlesea. Hello, Bradford.
Hello, gents. How are we?
Good. What do you got for us, Brad?
Finally got my own business up, registered and up and running and off the ground.
Oh. You're unbelievable.
What is it, please?
Mobile mechanic business.
Name?
Well Lubed Mechanics.
Oh.
is that your name?
Not a word of a lie. All registered and everything.
Well Lubed Mechanics, Jim.
Righto, stay there, Brad. Glenn's in Boronia. Hello, Glenn.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good.
Right, so I swapped positions with my wife last week, the beginning of the year. She went back to work. I stayed home. Stayed home, dad to 6 kids. She got home from Wednesday and I'd done all my jobs properly.
Oh. You're so unbelievable. Wow.
6 kids?
6.
6.
Are they all yours?
Yeah, mate.
Jeez.
Glenn, did you realise how you make them?
Yeah,
well, she's pretty hot. I can't help myself.
Oh. 6 kids?
No more, Glenn.
Oh, they're gone.
One of the kids just pulled the phone off.
Out of the wall.
Wow.
Six kids. 6 kids, come on.
I tell you what, I'd be going back to work, Jim.
Immediately. Oh. Craig's in Point Cook. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Craigie. What do you got for us?
Well, 2008, I was working night shift security at the Grand Prix, and the sergeant and I, that's giving it away, decided to reverse back to get a selfie of Michael Schumacher's F1.
Yeah.
And we crashed into it. Oh. We hit it.
No
way.
Yeah,
we took off. Yes, we did. True story. And we took off. We weren't going to hang around.
Well, what were you driving?
A golf buggy or something?
Yeah, he was driving a golf buggy. And then we had a race around the Grand Prix track and it took 27 minutes in a golf cart.
That's too funny.
What goes on there at night?
Oh, I can't tell you the rest.
No,
stay on the line, Craig. Tone's in Altona Meadows. Hello, Tone.
Tone.
JB, Bill, how are we?
Good, Tone.
Good, mate.
How are you?
I'm good, mate. Good. Yeah, so on the 19th of March, I had a heart attack, and this week I've just completed my first full week of work unrestricted.
Oh. You're so unbelievable.
Well done,
Tone. And Bill and I, after losing, of course, the great Rod Marsh and the equally great Shane Warne, went and had a coronary angiogram. Men need to take their heart health more seriously, Tony.
That they do, mate. And I didn't realise that until I was in the coronary care unit at the Royal Melbourne Hospital for 3 days. So, most definitely.
What were any signs you could tell the people out there?
Well, it wasn't the usual pain up the left arm or anything. I had the radiating feeling going up through my neck into my bottom jaw and accelerated heart rate of 187 beats a minute laying down.
Oh, right. Jeez.
She was pretty close.
Well done,
lucky
to, you,
to have your tone. Yeah. Well done, mate. Enjoy every second you've got.
Mm.
Cheers, boys. Love the show.
Well done.
Well done, mate. Good work. Marty in the city, Bill.
Hello, Marty.
G'day, fellas. How are you? First time call. Love your show.
Long time listener.
Yes, mate. Yeah, look, I should be ringing up for the idiot file, but Yeah, look, I'm a paving contractor, landscaper, digging out for all new paving and concrete, so to get sparkies and water guys to move all the pipes, and I rode them for 2 days. They put them in the wrong spots and all that, and they had to come back and do it again, and 2 days later, I took out the NBN. So.
Oh,
have a listen to Marty.
Just as I said, now the job's going to have a massive hold up. I'm up for a couple of bucks, but look, end of the day, what it is what it is, eh?
Marty, thank God you're not working on the Westgate Tunnel.
Well, I'm glad actually, I'm still here. I thought I might have, you know, when skyrocketing over the house, but everything's good, mate.
Have a good weekend and then have a good look at myself Monday.
I'm not sure Marty understands the whole sort of concept. Steve's in Bullara. Hello, Stevie.
Bullara.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. My brag is I put up with this show yesterday for 2 hours, hoping and praying that it'd be funny, and it just wasn't.
Give us a spell, Steve.
Spot on, Steve.
First show you listened to, Steve, where you understood every word. That was the problem.
Yeah, I thought I was listening to the ABC.
With Damo especially. Steve, don't worry. You win a prize pack.
You win nothing, Steve.
A Triple M prize pack for Stephen. Make sure you send that out, Whitney, okay? Now, I'll tell you what, Jim, there were some good ones today.
Yes, there were very good ones.
The mechanic, of course. I wrote it down. What about Tony? Had a heart attack, Jim, and he what did he do? A week of work already. So, well done to Tony. What has he won?
Rats? $100 grilled voucher, grilled healthy burgers, fueling athletes everywhere.
Good work, Tony.
No worries.
Well done. Beautiful. And what about Glenn, who swapped with his missus,
He hung up on us, Glenn.
He did.
Halfway through his call.
That's right, the kid pulled it. All right, don't worry about it then. He don't win anything. Sucked in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Great to be here. Have a couple of frothies. Drink responsibly.
Responsibly. Meg Lanning not too far away. Grant Hackett not too far away. Idiot. File that's long and comprehensive, and then a slightly fruity Friday joke before we get to the Blues and the Swans.
Yes, Jimmy, not too fruity today, but Essendon star Anthony McDonald, Tippin Woody, has retired today, Jim. 126 games, 153 goals. He's only 29. We love watching him.
Exciting package he was.
Oh, he was magnificent to watch. And we've just got a little clip here of him talking to his teammates today at training.
Just where I see myself in my life, and it's been hard fighting with your head and your heart, and you know, I come to the stage where my heart's telling me it's the right decision to make. So even though it's sad, I think I'm happy within myself to come to a decision where it's time for me to move on from football. So I'll miss this club. I love this club so much. Gave me the opportunity to pursue my dream, and I'm going to miss every one of yous.
That is emotional, and the whole playing group, Jim, were in tears, apparently.
They would have been. Well, it's an amazing story that he got to the club in the first place. He was kicking around in the ammos out there and lower sort of grades, and they took a punt on him, and my goodness, did he pay him back.
And the superstar in the box here, Maddie, has put together a tribute.
Tippin Woody is going to hand it over to Devin Smith now. Ducks back around. Went left, went right. McDonald Tipper has kicked a miracle goal.
Show yourself, Tipper. Kick your third. Shows a bit of candy. Has a third bounce. Tippin Woody!
He's coming to get you. He's coming to get you.
Streams through the middle. He's got Tippin Woody after him. Woody runs him down, holding the pillow all day long.
Running towards the goal. He's there picking up. Decker and Woody got him. McDonald Tipper and Woody running down. Donald Tipper Woody's mark for Essendon. He dummies around the mark. Runs just inside forward 50. It's a real long ball. And have a look at him.
Over the right shoulder. Tipper! I just star this kid.
The band, please.
Pickett Palace.
Pickett Palace. Well done to them. Well done to Matty in the box there. That is fantastic. And he will be missed. No doubt about that.
Yeah, no doubt, Bill. The Essendon fans loved him, but I reckon footy fans everywhere enjoyed watching Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. Defensively, as much as anything else, he was a sublime footballer to watch.
Just some of the teams. Jimmy, Gary Rowan's back for the Cats. Adam Treloar plays his 200th game. Well done to him at three different clubs.
Yep.
North Melbourne, I see Horn Francis is playing, Jim.
Good.
He was only missed 1 week with that hammy that you said he had.
I never said he had a hammy.
You said he had.
I did not. I know he had a hammy?
Only missed 1 week, which is interesting. Ben Brown plays his 150th game. And Harmsey's out. Hurt his teeth. He's out. Phil Thorpe is back for Adelaide. Not sure why he doesn't play more, Phil Thorpe.
Yeah, sure. You just like saying his name.
Two big outs at the Saints. Higgins and Jackie Steele. They're big names out there.
Yes.
Bradley Hill's 200th game, Jimmy boy.
Yep.
Tarrant plays for Richmond, which is good to see there. Mark McVeigh has made 8 changes at the Giants. 8, Jim.
8.
Including, not including Solomon and James Hurd for a bigger coaching role there. Also, Tom Mitchell comes back for Hawthorn, but Warpool gets dropped. And Jack Crisp has been named, of course, at Collingwood. They ain't played till Sunday, so some were saying he might miss this week, but he's going to play. So I tell you what, that is comprehensive fat.
Oh, that's it. It is comprehensive fat. Time you lost some.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The worse it gets, the more we love it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we are joined by cricketing superstar Meg Lanning.
For the first time ever, women's cricket will be at the Commonwealth Games.
Outstanding.
And Australia will be led to Birmingham by our next guest.
And Meg Lanning brings up her 100, and she has made this look just so easy.
Please welcome Southern Stars captain Meg Lanning.
Superstar of the World Game is the Australian skipper Meg Lanning. She's a great friend of ours, of course, here on the Rush Hour. Welcome, Meg.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Look, we spoke to you around World Cup time, and that was one of the more dominant performances any of us have ever seen in a World Cup by any team anywhere. What have you been doing since? Pleasure. You've been able to relax?
Yeah, it's been quite nice to chill for a bit after a pretty busy summer. I've been trying to play some golf. I've been playing quite badly, but I've been attempting to get out there and play a bit, and it's just been nice to spend a bit of time at home and catch up with friends and family.
So tell us about this, to be held at the Commonwealth Games. What is it? I see there's 2 groups and 8 teams. Yes, Meg?
Yep, that's right. So we play India, Pakistan and Barbados. They're a group game, so that'll be good. But it's sort of a tricky group stage, actually, to get out of. That's probably one of the harder things to do. So, I think we start off with India, and then if we can get through that group stage, there's semi-final and final after that. So hopefully we can do well.
And the other group is England, New Zealand, India and Sri Lanka.
Yes, yeah, 2 pretty good pools, actually. Yeah. It's going to be hotly contested and, new sort of experience for us playing in the Comm Games, which we're looking forward to.
To a T20 format, of course, which plays right into the girls' hands, given the dominance in that format. Are you happy with the side you've been given as the skipper?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it'll be a good challenge, as a group and the squad that we've got taking over there, it's a good blend of youth and experience, which is important. So, we feel like we've got a good team to take on the other countries who are going to be very strong.
And, of course, Meg, you'll have a new coach. Who is the new coach?
We will. Shirley Nitschke's interim coach for the Tri-Series and the Commonwealth Games. Matthew Mott, our coach, has gone over to the ponds, actually.
Yeah. Dark side.
it's a big loss for us. He's been with us for 7 years now and has had a massive impact on the group and us as individuals as well. And he'll be hugely missed, but us a great opportunity for him to move over to England. But, Shirley Nitschke comes in and takes over. She's been our assistant for sort of 3 or 4 years now. So we know her really well. She's got great knowledge of the game and really good with people skills as well. So no doubt she'll settle in nicely.
Great credit for Motti. I mean, it is the dark side. We don't ever like Aussies coaching the Poms. But he would have been fielding offers, I reckon, Meg, from everywhere. He's been superb.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, I guess that's a downside of being so good is that other people will want you to go and help them. And that's exactly what's happened, unfortunately. He's, as I said, done an incredible job with our team over the the past 7 years, and England have certainly got a good one.
And Elise Perry's going, of course, but she's only going to bat, is that right?
Yeah, at this stage, that's sort of what we're looking at. She's sort of making a return to bowling when the medical staff sort of tick that off, and depending on how she goes over the next little bit, we'll assess it as we go. But yeah, at the moment, it looks like likely that she'll just be available as a batter.
Birmingham, of course, Edgbaston. Not if I'm booking a holiday to England, Meg, I'm not 100% sure Birmingham's at the absolute top of my list. But are they played all around the country? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure actually. Then there's not one sort of set village. I think there's a number of different areas around the city, so that will be an interesting sort of experience. But someone said I think the cycling race is in London, something like that. So there might be a few different venues for all the sports. But I'm definitely looking forward to watching some other sports while I'm over there as well. And I think that's the great thing about Commonwealth Games is you get to sort of see other teams and how they go about things and what they're about. So it's certainly a great opportunity for us.
Talking to Meg Lanning. Sorry, Meg. Meg. Now, I watched a show called Stumped over, when was that? Over the summer.
Yeah.
And I think you were advised by your people to do this funny little segment game quiz type thing hosted by Jim.
Yes, I remember.
Now, after doing it, Meg, what do you reckon? What do you really reckon?
I think it's a great show. I think it's very professionally run. Everything's above board. No sort of little gimmicks here and there. I think it was pretty good. What do you think, Billy?
No, I'd go back to your people and say, please don't let me do anything like that again. Because you're upstanding, mate. We all know you're straight down the line and things like that. And then you go and do something with this fool's head.
Oh, dear. It was a bit of fun, if nothing else. But is JB, is it going head again next year?
Most definitely. Most definitely. And the absolute blueprint that's come down from above is that current players, Fat, like superstars like Meg, are going to be involved in it again. And I think it's exactly what you needed, Meg, to just show the whole world that you've got a good sense of humour, you're able to laugh at yourself, and sucked in, Fat. You thought you were going to say something else.
I did. I thought you were going to say it was terrible, Meg.
Oh, no, it was pretty good. As I said, it was a bit of fun. And I might go back if you guys ask me again.
No, it's gold. Now, a brilliant performance in the World Cup, of course, over in New Zealand. It was just superb. We all loved it, and the Ashes prior to that. So there aren't too many more mountains left for this amazing women's team to climb, but the Commonwealth Games for the first time would be another nice medal in the cabinet.
Yeah, it would, absolutely. I think it provides us with a nice little opportunity to do something different and win a gold medal at a Commonwealth Games, which is something pretty special. So I think it comes at a really good time for our team to try and go out there and chase something new. And, it's going to be tough as always, but I think we're excited about the new opportunity.
Well done on everything, of course, and good luck. It's going to be brilliant to be able to see the women's game showcased at the Commonwealth Games.
No worries. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You can't say that, Jim, because that is very popular. Popular. That's what's happened.
So this is how good a footballer Paddy Cripps is. Everyone says he's leading the Brownlow medal count, Rabs, at the moment, and he's missed a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's played one less game than everyone else, and he's still in the lead.
Yes.
So Fats put a 6-minute idiot file together and missed a day.
That's right. So that means I'm a good player.
That's how bad he's going.
So that's what you're saying. I'm Paddy Cripps.
No, I'm saying the idiot file is full of what you do badly. And we've got 6 minutes of your worst stuff, and you've been off air for a day.
So old Billy Paddy Cripps Brownless. I like it, Jim. Well done.
Let's have a listen.
So you're not in the studio again, so poor old Anthony William and Rosemary have to do it all.
Name. Can't even say your own name,
but,
Fat.
In the practice games, you haven't played on Jackie Boy, have you? Jack Givenan. You know what you like? He walks the walk, but he talks the talk. Or even
indeed,
talks
which
the
I
talk
love.
And he walks the walk. Yeah.
Probably the other way, Bill, yeah.
Yeah, well, Isaac knew, didn't you, Is?
Yeah, I get where you were coming from. Yeah. I got you.
Give us number two, Smack.
Okay. Nick Revolt was on the Howie Games, Jimmy Boy, of course, on the podcast. Very good podcast.
Listener app, L-I-S-T-N-R.
L-I-N-S-T.
No.
Anyway, there's a new superstar in town. New superstar. He's 19 years old. We actually mentioned him a while ago. His name is Carlos Alcatraz. What, Hose? It is.
Anzac Day medal, rising star and goal of the week.
Yep.
That's my son.
Oh!
Wow!
Given that he called Nick Martin goal yesterday in the Essendon-Hawthorn game, Jim, with a much love saying. English, the new captain, Ben Stokes, Jim, yes. His first game back. Guess who he plays for over there in the county cricket? Worcester. Worcester. So one in 25 Australians are a AFL club member. Did you work that out?
No. Not really.
One in 25.
I was trying to follow you.
One in 25 Australians are a AFL club member.
An AFL club member. Yes.
And Ryan Mansell received a one-match ban for striking Jack Ginnivan.
Almost.
Tennis. Denis Shapovalova, a very good player, is in
Shapovalov. The... Shapovalov.
What is it? Shovalov.
Shapovalov.
Shapovalova. That's like what, an alternative dessert.
Pavlov.
Just a slice. Have a piece of that Shapovalova.
So he takes on Tavisky.
Oh, no.
That's his name. A very good Chris. Chris Tavisky.
Oh, that's anyway. You just said it differently twice.
So which animal made a appearance at Arden Street in the late 70s? Hey, injuries of Western Bulldogs. Tim English has got – he's ill, Jill. Jim.
Ill, Jill.
Ill, Jill. What are you two? You've both been on board, you president, and you're on the board, Luke. Duke.
What does it say, Hose?
King of Kings.
The King of Kings.
King of Kings.
And you're wearing a...
Spanish.
No.
I'll try again.
Spanish. Actually, Swedish.
So it's a massive race around Mount Panorama.
Yes, Mount Panorama.
Yeah, that's it. Panorama Bill, yes.
Ghost Stories contains moments of shock and tension unsuitable for anyone under 15.
Oh!
Well, I'll tell you who's out. Jackie Givenan.
Yes.
Of course, Givenan. Our man. G'day to Craig up there in Castlemaine.
Bill, it's not Givenan, it's Ginnivan.
Ginnivan. I said that. Just listen, will you? No. Jackie Ginnivan.
No, I know.
Jimmy boy, I tell you what I do like at this time of the year every year. Eurovision 2022. We've just read
every year, Eurovision 2022.
Yeah, amazing, yeah.
There's a band from Azerbaijan.
No. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan, yes.
Yes, yes.
Not Shane, Dwayne. He plays for Nathaya. They wear the Vola crumble jumpers, the purple. The sides that have kicked more than 100 points, there's been 42 of them this year. And guess how many of those have won?
42?
42.
Well, that's been around for a long time, Bill. You get to 100, you'd 9 times out of 10 win the game.
Not at, after around 9 rounds, and there's 42. Oh, I bet you you'll use that somewhere.
No, I don't reckon.
Wow.
Hey, the NAB Rising Star goes to Corey Dernan.
Oh, no.
Dernan. Exactly right. And you can
that's the best argument
you can call me old-fashioned. But
what?
When was this, Alison? Just recently?
Oh.
Keep going back to your old roots there in Puyong. Even Puyong. Oh, the Bulldogs, who sacked their coach, poor old Trent Bartlett, even Barrett it is, Jim. Trent Barrett.
Corrected himself.
Yes. And cycling, the Giro d'Italia is on, Jim, at the minute, okay? We go to Andrew in Riddell's Creek or Riddle's Creek. Get it mixed up. Riddle's Creek.
Riddle's Creek, fat.
Righto. Thank you. So this is a audio question.
And?
Hey, what about Shana Jack? Now, she got a 2-year ban, a doping ban. We all felt a bit sorry for her, to be honest. Yeah. And she is back. When's she in the pool?
Well, Shana, who might be a distant cousin to Shana, but Shana.
Yeah.
Three nuns off to heaven, of course, St. Peter's at the gate. Don't know what, at the gate even.
Gate.
Expect delays, plan ahead at vicroads.vic.au. Plan ahead at vicroads.vic.gov.au. That's vicroads.gov. Ah, f*** the gov. Can't get it. What's wrong with him, Jim?
There's something very wrong. And the bits I love, Rabs, is when he not only pronounces it incorrectly, but factually it's incorrect as well.
Yeah.
Like Ben Stokes, who plays for, what do you call it? He actually plays for Durham. Which is a completely different county. So you not only got the word wrong, but you got the county wrong as well.
I don't think so, Jim. I wouldn't
think
have
he's
been
always
that...
played for Durham, Stoker.
Let's have a look. He's obviously gone to Worcestershire.
Has he? Is that what
over
you think?
The summer, Jim?
Oh, I don't think he has, Matt. Anyway, well done to Matty Haywood, by the way. Had a birthday during the week, Matty. He's nice and relaxed and doing some beautiful work in the booth. Don't try and look it up, Matt. I'm telling you, he plays for Durham.
In domestic cricket, he represents Durham.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's Can't Listen To Radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. The Australian Swimming Championships are currently on in Adelaide, and Grant Hackett joins us.
Our Aussie swimmers are battling it out at the Australian Swimming Championships for a spot at the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. Last time the games were in England, our next guest took home three gold medals.
From 58 through to 98, we've won them all. And Hackett bringing it home here again and sprinting to the line. 14.54.
Please welcome Grant Hackett.
Jimmy boy, you have a spell here because I've been watching all this on Amazon Prime Video and Hack. I tell you who it's all about. It's all about Titmus. It's all about McEwen. And it's all about Zach Stubbly Cook.
Yeah, a few Olympic champions there. They've done pretty well for themselves. And the interesting thing, this year they're actually swimming faster than what they did last year.
Wow. You know,
Zach Stubbly Cook, he broke the world record last night for the men's 200-meter breaststroke. Of course, he won the Olympics in Tokyo. But to see him, you know, continue with that momentum after that great feat last year has been awesome.
Exactly right. And I tell you what else is happening, Jimmy boy, because our man Cody Simpson, who we all of some sudden jumped on the back of, he thought he was going the World Championships?
Budapest.
Yeah.
And I thought he was on that plane.
Carl Chalmers has come along and said, no, actually, I want to go.
Seat. Eh? Yeah. That's my seat on the plane, I think Chalmers came along and said.
Yeah, exactly. So poor old mate Cody mightn't be going now.
No, that's right. So what happened on the first night was a men's 100-meter butterfly, and to qualify for a world championships, you've got to do the qualifying time and make the top two. But Kyle Chalmers originally said he wasn't going, actually finished second in that race. He wasn't even swimming originally at these championships because he was having an extended break after the Olympics. Decided to do it. Cody Simpson got third. Matt Temple won the event. Thought he was going, did the qualifying time, then all of a sudden Chalmers gone, Nate, wait a second, I like this 100-meter butterfly. Ooh. I think I want to go to Budapest and swim in it. So he's not going to do his pet event, his 100-meter freestyle there where he won the Olympics back in 2016, but he's going to have a crack at the 100 fly now. So, yeah, it's been an interesting twist of events.
This is starting to build into a very, very strong team, Hack. I know how impressed you were in the Olympics and what especially the girls did, but my goodness, this is starting to look like maybe one of our very best.
It is. This era that really started to crank last year with the Olympics and taking 20 medals, 9 gold medals, is starting to really gather some momentum now. Like Kaylee McEwen last night, she did the 400 individual medley. It's not even a race that she's competed in. And she went very close to Steph Rice's time, which is still the Australian record of 4:29, did a personal best last night of 4:31. So, you know, to watch her improve, she qualified really easy in her pet event, the 100-meter backstroke, where she is the world record holder. So if she improves her PB there tonight, there could be another world record. Ariane Titmus qualified in the 200-meter freestyle this morning. Looks sensational. So this group of swimmers that we're seeing at the moment could be one of, if not the greatest of all time.
Wow.
That's a big statement from one of the greatest of all time. Are you a nature-nurture man, Hack? Like, is it just that they've all got incredible ability, or do you think when a team like this starts to emerge, they all drag each other along?
Oh, it's a bit of both, right? Like, it all builds momentum. Like, people ask me, geez, wouldn't it be nice if Ian Thorpe wasn't around? You would have won all the 200s and 400s as well as the 8 and 1500s. Yes. And I was like, yeah, but would my 800 and 1500 been of good if I didn't have him there pushing me along? Because every time I'd come back and get a silver medal in those races, you'd come back and be a bit more hungry. So I think definitely having your teammates around you and building that momentum and the confidence. Like you, as a team collectively, when you would watch on the first night, I remember, and I'm just going from my experience, Ian Thorpe break a world record. We'd all look at each other and think, well, we're good enough to be here against the US or the Chinese or some of the European nations. So definitely having that inner team ability and confidence and sharing that together does create that momentum. So it's not just nature, it is nurture. You want to be big, you want to be tall, you want to be, you know, an athletic looking thing, but at the same time the mental side of the game is pretty important too.
Big feet,
flexible feet is even more important, would you believe? Yeah, people say, what's big feet?
Yeah.
I was like, it's no good if they're stiff. They've got to be like flippers. They've got to be able to move up and down.
Hacks just described me, big, tall, athletic.
And little.
As you were saying that, Hack,
I was good looking. That was the only thing.
Well, that's a given. Well, you didn't need to add that bit.
I thought he was talking about Thorpe and Hackett, which reminded me of Ablett Brownless. Oh! I know where you're coming from, Hack. I know exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah, you get it. You get those sorts of errors.
So. I do. Exactly right, mate. And you just play the team role, which you done so well. And, yeah, I suppose I did too. Shayna Jack, what happened there the other night, mate, and where's she at?
What an incredibly strong great individual.
Story. Yeah.
I mean, to go through everything she did, you know, it was an accident that took place, but you've got to pay the time. It's got to be black and white when it comes to drug suspensions. She did the 2 years, all the publicity she copped. Then she came back and she qualified for the team and she looked brilliant. So last year we saw Kate Campbell, a name that we know well, Emma McKean, who went on to win the Olympics. They went 52s at these trials. The two girls, Molly O'Callaghan, who's only 18, yeah. Shayna Jack, who got a narrow second, they only went 0.1 slower than what they did. So that's just how fast these girls are. So it's great to see that the depth that we have in women's swimming, particularly that 4x1, which we've won in 2012, 2016, and in 2020, certainly looks good coming into Paris, which is only 2 years away.
All right, Hacky Sack, we need you to hang around because next I'm going to ask about one of your pet events and Mac Horton.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't.
It's
and we are joined by Grant Hackett.
Oh, Australian swimming legend, of course, and loved this event, Fat, the 800-metre freestyle. And, of course, therefore, because of your own ability in it, I want to know who you think is the emerging star in this event for us to look forward to.
So the two you should be looking out for tonight in that race is Elijah Winnington. He won the 400-metre freestyle and also got second in the 200-metre freestyle last night. So he's gone up an event to compete in this one. His time last year at the Olympic trials, if he went did that at the Olympics, would have won the Olympics. So he's certainly the real deal. And then you've got a guy named Sam Short. So a young swimmer, he's only 18 years of age, but he'll be pushing him all the way. Sam was really unlucky as a 17-year-old not to go to the Olympics. He got second in the 1500 and they take the top two, but didn't meet the qualifying time. So he didn't get a bookie's ticket to Tokyo. So they're the two big guns tonight.
Jim, you were going to say something about Mac Horton.
No, I mentioned Mac Horton before we went to the ad break. So where's he at? We have a special focus on him, of course, because Bill did a relay with him and
got asthma
and had to leave the water. But where's his swimming at?
Well, for the first time in 2 years, he's back on the team in an individual event. So he didn't qualify for, you know, where he was Olympic champion back in 2016 in that men's 400-metre freestyle, very famous race there where he beat Sun Yang, the big Chinese fella. And, you know, he got back in good form. He took a bit of time out. He's changed coaches. He's moved up to Queensland. He's in the super squad with Michael Ball that's got the likes of Cody Simpson. Emma McKeon's in there, Kayla McEwen's in there. It's an amazing mix of athletes. So to see him get back on the team, swimming fast, he got third in the 200-metre freestyle, so also going to be a part of the 4x2 freestyle relay. But he's not doing the 800-metre free anymore. I don't know whether that's going to stay permanent. He's going to focus on more of those middle-distance events. He's dropped the 1500, doesn't do that anymore. But it's good to see Mac getting back on top.
It is indeed. What have we got to come? And how many more days or nights left?
So we've got three more nights left. So, you know, plenty of action to come. We'll have the men's 1500-metre freestyle, which is always the most important event on the program, as I'm sure you guys would appreciate.
Yes.
But plenty of action. We've got the women's 100-metre backstroke tonight, the women's 200-metre freestyle with Ariane Titmus. We'll also have the 400-metre freestyle coming up down the line. And don't forget about the men's 100-metre freestyle in a couple of nights' time. So that's always a big race and a cracking race to watch. And Cody Simpson will also be on that. And he's also going to be on Amazon Prime video with us tonight, sitting on the desk.
Oh,
all right. Now, you've always been a man that's enjoyed just having a quiet glimpse around, Hack, when the cameras stop rolling. Adelaide, a couple of rooftop bars, anything caught your fancy?
Oh, Crown?
Not for me at the moment. I've actually got the two-year-old little Eddie here. He's having a sleep at the moment. Charlene's here. So I've been working all day and then commentating all night. So it's been pretty relaxed time here in Adelaide besides work. But
you're better than that.
You can sneak out.
When you head interstate to work,
you down, mate.
That's when you leave the family beautifully at home. so that you can just focus on things.
Focus on work.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. No, great chatting to you. We're loving watching it on Amazon Prime. Make sure you get stuck into that. I think I've got it here. May 18, of course, to 22, as you just heard. Watch tonight from 7 o'clock. The best swimmers in the world will be on your screen, and we've just spoken to one of the all-time greats. Hack, thanks very much for that.
No worries. Good on you, JB. Thanks, Billy.
Good on you, Grant. The Australian Swimming Championships live and exclusive on Prime Video until Sunday nights. The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
As I said right off the top, Rabbits, Old Fat was on his deathbed yesterday, was sitting in his boudoir down in Geelong, had the show on, heard the quality of what happened, and went, oh, I can't afford to miss another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, it doesn't matter how crook I am, I have to get my ass back into the studio, get rid of Damo.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that he was most concerned was the joke yesterday was taken over by Bartholomew.
Oh, no.
Told brilliantly, and
was
then
it?
We'll have a listen.
I'll be the judge.
A woman has twins, Bill, and gives them up for adoption, unfortunately.
Oh, not the niece.
One of them goes to a family in Egypt, and the baby is called Amol.
Yes.
The other goes to a family in Spain, and they name him Juan. Yes. Years later, Juan sends a picture of himself to his mum. Upon receiving the picture, she tells her husband that she wished she had a picture of Amol.
Yep.
Her husband responds, but they're twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen Amol.
Not bad.
And then
he got it out.
And then plasticked himself.
Plasticked yourself, did you?
Well, he had his own button and bang.
Scene so one. Bill, I reckon I've told that three times. But anyway.
Well, you're likely to have, but that was the joke told properly.
Right. It wasn't bad, actually. How many goes was that, Rex?
That was one.
Straight off the top.
Because you
one
can
go
sometimes
bang.
Just to pre-record and then you do them again.
So here we go with the Friday Fruity from you before we get to the Blues and the Swans.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
Cause you're not funny then.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
Not as fruity this week, Jimmy boy.
Oh, suddenly you're gun shy.
No, we don't want to be banned again.
TikTok drop you off once.
I think it's floated down from above, Jim.
Right,
just,
okay.
Not as fruity. So anyway. So I went for a run this morning, Jim.
Oh, no.
That's a joke. No. No. And as I was running past a cemetery, Jim, down the back corner of this cemetery, I ran past a bloke who was crouching down next to a grave. I said, morning. He said, nah, just taking a shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you reckon TikTok had an issue last week? That's a lifetime ban we're copping for that.
Good.
What have you got with public pooing, by the way?
I don't know. I just hear these jokes that I like.
Where are you going with it, Rabbits?
Yes! Oh, Jimmy sucked in! No. That'll get you away to a good start now. Oh, good joke, Bill. Well done. The old cemetery. Woo! Morning. No.
Yeah.